Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing intelligence. I'm glad you're tuning in, whether you're looking to stay ahead of the curve or just want to know what's shaping the industry right now. Today, we're diving into a whirlwind of stories, from Amazon's publisher ShakeUp and DoorDash's high-profile hire, to X's AI-powered pitch for ad dollars, and the creative ways spirits brands are chasing younger consumers through sports and celebrity. Let's jump in. First up, a story that's sending ripples through the publishing world. Amazon has quietly slashed affiliate commissions for publishers, with some rates dropping by as much as 50%. This news, reported by Adweek, isn't just about a rate cut. Amazon has also eliminated milestone-based bonuses that used to reward top-performing publishers and has degraded the reporting tools affiliates relied on to optimize their campaigns. These sweeping changes began in Asia-Pacific markets in late 2025 and landed stateside around March 9th. But here's the kicker, there's been no public announcement. Instead, publishers learned about the cuts in one-on-one conversations with their Amazon account managers. For many, affiliate commerce had become a critical revenue stream, and this abrupt move has left them scrambling to assess the impact and consider pivoting to other platforms. It's a stark reminder of how dependent publishers can be on a single ecosystem, and how quickly the rules can change. Next, DoorDash is making headlines with a strategic leadership hire. As covered by Adweek, Tim Castry is stepping in as the company's new chief marketing officer. Castry brings heavyweight credentials. He was most recently vice president at Amazon, overseeing EU Prime and marketing, and before that, he held leadership roles at Hawkfish, the ad agency founded by Mike Bloomberg, Group M North America, Leo Burnett Australia, MediaVest, and Wavemaker. DoorDash's president and COO, Prabir Adarkar, described Castry as a deeply customer-obsessed, naturally curious leader, with the rare ability to blend performance, data, and brand building at a global scale. This move signals DoorDash's commitment to sophisticated, data-driven marketing as competition in the delivery space intensifies. Turning to the world of social platforms, X, formerly Twitter, is trying to lure advertisers back with a fresh pitch deck, as revealed by Digiday. The platform is banking on a familiar formula: scale plus AI equals performance. Since Elon Musk's acquisition in 2022, X has seen major advertisers leave, rebranded itself, and cycled through multiple ad product relaunches. Ad revenue still hasn't bounced back, but X's ad execs are persistent, especially with the upcoming World Cup on the horizon. The pitch deck positions X as a premium audience platform, highlighting affluent users aged 25 to 44. It boasts over 300 new features since Musk's takeover, including new content aspect ratios that make it easy for marketers to repurpose creative from TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook. Brand safety remains a key talking point, with X claiming its tools are in line with other platforms, though many advertisers are still wary due to reputational risks around Musk himself. The deck touts performance improvements between August and December 2025, a 140% increase in click-through rates, a 43% rise in conversion rates, and a 37% bump in sales, all thanks to an overhauled ads manager powered by XAI. X also emphasizes its full funnel capabilities and measurement options, including both internal analytics and third-party verification from IAS and Double Verify. And in a nod to Musk's Everything app ambitions, there are hints of X payment cards on the horizon. Whether this will be enough to win back skeptical brands remains to be seen, but the platform's reinvention efforts are in full swing. Now let's talk about the spirits industry, where brands are rewriting the playbook to win over younger drinkers. Digiday reports that premium whiskey and whiskey brands are leaning heavily into sports sponsorships and celebrity partnerships. Chivas Regal, for example, has been a Ferrari F1 sponsor since 2024 and just launched an ad campaign featuring driver Charles Leclerc, complete with a limited edition 16-year-old whiskey and a custom board game for Leclerc, who's a chess enthusiast. The board game will be showcased at Grand Prix pop-ups and eventually made available to fans. Maker's Mark is collaborating with Olympian and WNBA star Kelsey Plum, producing a bespoke whiskey edition and running a campaign focused on women's sports, leveraging over 80 creators and putting paid spend behind Instagram and Facebook ads. Jameson, in its second year as the official whiskey of Major League Soccer, enlisted J Balvin for a campaign targeting Hispanic consumers across CTV, Meta, TikTok, and YouTube, with a strong linear TV component. Jack Daniels is working with McLaren in F1, launching a limited Halo MK1 bottle, while Jim Beam is featuring Tim Howard and sponsoring F1's Cadillac team. Johnny Walker is running a campaign in Brazil with former soccer captain Cafu, also with a limited edition bottle. The strategy is clear. These brands are less about marketing the liquid and more about selling fandom, culture, and exclusive experiences, everything from limited edition bottles to memorabilia. As Ryan Bailey of Red Scout puts it, they're really selling fandom that happens to be 80 proof. With live sports providing a communal occasion for drinking, these partnerships are becoming essential for brands seeking to stand out in a crowded field and recruit the next generation of consumers. Finally, X's advertising evolution deserves a closer look, especially as platforms everywhere chase the same combination of AI and performance. Digiday's deep dive shows how X's reinvention hinges on convincing advertisers it can deliver measurable business outcomes, not just engagement and cultural relevance. The platform's full-funnel approach, creator partnerships, and new ad formats are all designed to make it easier for brands to reach and convert audiences. But the real test will be whether advertisers trust X with their data and brand reputation, and whether the promised performance gains hold up under independent scrutiny. The addition of X Money and payment cards signals a broader ambition to become a true, everything app. But for now, the focus is squarely on winning back ad dollars, especially with major sporting events like the World Cup on the horizon. That's it for today's brief. It's clear that the marketing world is in a state of constant reinvention, whether it's platforms like X trying to reclaim their relevance, brands like DoorDash investing in leadership, or spirits marketers finding new ways to turn cultural moments into customer loyalty. As always, the only constant is change. Thanks for listening, stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.